Chapter 4. Khnemu of the Nile. Set ruled Egypt until Isis and Osiris's son Horus killed him and became pharaoh. Horus was the last of the gods to rule Egypt. After that, the pharaohs were men, but the spirit of each pharaoh was the child of a god, and so the people of Egypt still worshipped them like gods. One of these pharaohs was called Zoser. He was a good ruler, but he did not build any temples to worship the gods. He only made his own great tomb for his body to lie in when he died. This special four-sided tomb was called a pyramid. Zoser's friend Imhotep was the world's first great architect, and he built the step pyramid at Saqqara near Memphis for Zoser. It was Egypt's first great pyramid. In the 10th year of Zoser's rule, the Nile did not rise. The river did not flood the fields, and not much barley grew. But the people were not too worried about this. They knew that sometimes the Nile did not rise very high, and that at other times it rose too much. Also, they still had enough barley for bread from the year before. They kept this barley in large buildings called granaries. But the next year, the Nile still did not rise, and again there was no flood. That winter, there was not much bread to eat, and people started to get worried. In total, 7 years passed with no floods. No barley grew, and everywhere in Egypt, people became hungry. Everybody stole, and many old people and children died. Nobody went to the temples to give gifts to the gods because there was nothing to give. The people waited outside the pharaoh's palace and cried, "Bring back the foods, Pharaoh!" "What can I do?" thought Zoser. "This is terrible. I am a god, but I cannot bring back the floods. I do not have those powers." He tried praying to the gods for help and making sacrifices, but the gods did not answer. So he sent for Imhotep. "Tell me," said Zoser, "who is the god of floods? Which god can help us?"
"I do not know the answer, Pharaoh," replied Imhotep, "but I will travel to Thebes, to the house of life. I will ask for help from Thoth, the god of knowledge. There are many books there about the gods, and maybe Thoth will show me an answer to your question." So Imhotep quickly travelled to Thebes and prayed to Thoth. Thoth answered his prayer, and Imhotep came back to Zoser.
"Pharaoh, I have learned about an island in the south of Egypt," Imhotep said. "It is called Elephantine, and the beginning of the world happened there. Ra was born, and then the land rose out of the waters. He stood on this first piece of dry land, and he spoke the words of power and gave names to all things. The water of the Nile starts from under this place and gives life to Egypt. Every year, the floods rise and fall from here." The god of the Nile lives here, and he is called Khnemu. He is not happy because you and the people of Egypt do not worship him enough.
Imhotep finished speaking, and Zoza was happy that he now knew about Khnemu.
But how can I make Khnemu happy again? How will the floods come back?
Zoza thought. So Zoza prayed all night in the great temple at Memphis, and just before morning, Khnemu came to him. He looked like a tall man, but with a sheep's head.
"I am Khnemu," cried the god. "The Nile rises and floods the fields because of me. I give life to the fields and the barley grows. It is because of me that the fruit trees and flowers also grow. I also bring life to men and women. But you do not worship me, and now the Nile does not rise. You must worship the gods and build me a great temple. Then the Nile will rise and barley will grow in the fields. No one will be hungry again."
In the morning, Zoza and Imhotep left by boat for the island of Elephantine. It was a long way from Memphis, and the journey took many days. When they arrived, Zoza stood on the highest hill and cried,
"The great architect Imhotep will build a wonderful temple here for the god Khnemu. It must be the best temple in all of Egypt. All the land around it will be Khnemu's too. The people of Egypt must worship him and bring the barley from the fields and other gifts to his temple."
So Imhotep started to work on drawings for a great temple for the god Khnemu on the island of Elephantine. And in June that year, the Nile began to rise again. The water flooded the fields, and the barley grew and filled the granaries. Imhotep finished building the temple and cut a line into the rock above the water.
"This line will show the people of Egypt if the flood is high enough each year," he explained.
"If the flood water goes above the line," he explained, "you must thank Khnemu and give him gifts. If the water is lower than the line, you must make greater sacrifices to him."
So, for many years, the Egyptians remembered to worship the god Khnemu. But when they did not worship him enough, the flood was small and the barley did not grow well. You can still see Imhotep's water line in the rock today.